This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. About 500 Dallas School District employees have to move out of their current building after spring break. That's because small amounts of lead and other substances were found in the water there. In January, EFI Global, an environmental health and safety firm, took water samples from the William H. Cotton Building on South Lamar. That's after the district's chief operations officer determined the water there had never been tested. The results came back on Monday and caused concern.
There were higher than expected levels of lead and some other chemicals.
That's district spokesman Andre Riley. Some of the water samples were cloudier than what the EPA considers normal, but Riley cautions not to jump to conclusions.
They are still well within the EPA's tolerance, but at the same time, we want to ensure that our employees have the best possible environment, and the levels that we are getting back through the test, they were not what we would want them to be.
Besides lead, Riley says the company also found bromate, which is a byproduct of chemicals used to disinfect drinking water. It was higher than EPA's recommended level. For now, employees are being given bottled water and will be moved to another building after they return from spring break, which begins next week.
For lead, the best case scenario is zero. That's what your test should come back with. Are very low levels. So anything above zero is always going to be considered abnormal.
The district contacted the city about the test results on Monday. Dallas spokeswoman Sana Syed says the city is also testing its water.
Our concern as a city is the safety of the public's water supply. And that's what we're testing for right now. So again, that test will essentially be testing for that entire area, that immediate area.
Syed says the city should know the results later this week.
I don't know that we could say it's a dire situation, but it's definitely one that everyone's taking very seriously.
Syed also says the city performs thousands of tests on its water annually and maintains a superior rating from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Stella Chavez, KERA News.